The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Welcome to the house of the Lord. Good evening, and once again, you are welcome. Today is the fourth week that we have in Bible studies, and I believe we are learning something. I believe we are making some headways. Today we'll continue on with the power of confession, but there will be some slight changes. From the beginning, we started with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. We looked at, we used the principle of first mention. In studying Bible, one of the principles is called the principle of first mention. The principle of first mention is that whatever was done first becomes a rule that we follow. So with the principle of first mention, we see how God saw things that were not good, how God saw things that were not pleasant, how God saw chaotic situation, but God's first response. And so the Lord's first response was what? Let there be light. And when we got to verse 4, we saw that whatever he said, he saw. And he acknowledged that it was good. One of the principles we learned from that is that whatever you say, you will see. Whatever you say, you will see. Whether good or bad. The only unfortunate thing is that sometimes by the time you see it, you have forgotten that you were the one who said it. And we moved on. We moved on to the power of confession, where we saw the 10 spies, the 12 spies sent to spy or view the promised land and bring their feedback. They followed through with the terms of reference, but when they came back, unfortunately, it was a fact-finding mission, but they came to draw conclusion. And so the conclusion made them to still stay for another 40 years. Then last week, we looked at Joshua's approach. Still the power of confession. But Joshua, knowing the things that bring Israel down, decided to tell them, keep quiet, no talking, until I ask you to, even no noise, until I ask you to what? To talk. Or until I ask you to do another thing. Tonight, we are moving on. And with that, I welcome everyone. Tonight, we're moving on. And what scripture are we using tonight? Numbers chapter what? Numbers chapter what? Numbers 21. Okay. So shall we open our Bibles? So today, it looks like we are doing a reverse, Numbers 21. But we want to look at many things in Numbers 21. Tonight, can I get a volunteer to read for us? Evie, Numbers 21. Which version? Because it's Bible study, usually you have to mention the version you are reading. So phone version or... You want? Yes, it's Holy Bible. Holy Bible is not a version. so Children. Uh-huh. Yeah, now. I saw Efe using the phone version. Okay. So, Numbers chapter 21. Relax and read.
Numbers chapter 21. The Canaanite king of Ad, who lived in the Negev, heard that the Israelites were approaching on the road through Athrim. So he attacked the Israelites and took some of them as prisoners. Then the people of Israel made this vow to the Lord. If you will hand these people over to us, we will completely destroy all their towns. The Lord heard the Israelites' request and gave them victory over the Canaanites. The Israelites completely destroyed them and their towns, and the place has been called Parum ever since.
Amen. Thank you. So we are looking at Numbers chapter 21. And in Numbers 21, Which generation of Israel are we looking at? Yes, which generation of Israel are we looking at? We are looking at the new generation. In Numbers chapter 12, Numbers chapter 13, that was the old generation. Which the Lord said, they will not what? They will all die. So we are now looking at the new generation. Now, on the way, so verse 1, the king of Arad, the Canaanite who dwell in the south, heard that Israel was coming on the road. He fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. When you compare these people to the past generation, the past generation says they won't fight. But here we see the new generation. They had to fight. Amen. The past generation only took the word that God has said, you are going into the promised land, without thinking that somebody was staying there. The promised land was for somebody. And so you will need to what? Take the person off. Or take the person out. The promised land was not a free land. Because in Genesis chapter 15, God has said that by the fourth generation, the sin of the Amorites will be full. So Israel must not expect to go and meet an empty land. They must go fighting for the land. Therefore, there is no vacant space anywhere. Today, as a matter of fact, we see the sea and it looks like there's nothing on it. As project, somebody will come and tell you that it is his property. But as it sits there, you don't see anyone having it as the property. So there is one case, a maritime case, that when Ghana got oil at the Jubilee Fields, we had Ivory Coast or Cote d'Ivoire taking Ghana to the international court that Ghana has entered into their waters. Not their land, though, their waters. And we're getting our oil from their waters. And it had to take a long time for it to be settled. So there is no free land. Every land must be contended for. So when the Canaanite king heard Israel was, he didn't hear Israel was coming to take their land. He only heard Israel was what? Passing that way. That alone caused him to do what? To fight. Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, the battle is real. For those of us who never want to fight and want to take things free, the battle is what? Real. Then to somebody, tell the person, the battle is real. The earlier we get that into our minds, it is better for us. We have to laugh. We have to smile. We have to cheer up. But there is still what? Battle. Amen. Then in verse 3, the Lord listened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. So the name of that place was called Horman. Verse 4. My reader, verse 4. Only verse 4.
Verse 4. Mm-hmm. Then the people of Israel set out from Mount Hermon, taking the road of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people grew impatient with the long journey. Amen.
The people grew impatient with the long journey. Tonight, we will all be talking. Sorry, I have to start laughing, but we will all be talking. Number one. Did Israel know where they were coming from? Yes. Did Israel know where they were coming from? Are you sure Israel knew where they were coming from? They knew they were coming from Egypt, but did they know where they were going? If you know where you are coming from, but you don't know where you are going, you walk anyhow. Bible set out from Mount Hor, taking the road to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people grew impatient with the long journey. Didn't you know where you are going? But they grew what? Impatient. If you don't know where you are going, then this is the result. In this verse 4, we will see the wilderness mentality in Israel. What do I call the wilderness mentality? They were only interested in what God was giving them. They ate. I wrote something. Let me just read. Just a minute, please. So from this, we see one. The Israelites had no positive vision for their lives. No dreams. They knew where they came from, but they did not know where they were going. Everything was based on what they had seen and could see. Everything was based on what? What they have seen and could see. So every time you could see that their reference was what? Egypt. Egypt. What they have seen. And their next reference was what God was doing for them. What they could see. But where they were going, no. So, that is why Israel will always grow what? Impatient. Because for where they were going, no. It was all about what they have seen, Egypt. What they could see now. But for the future, they could not see it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you cannot see the future, you grow impatient. If you cannot see the future, you will grow impatient. And if you cannot see the future, you will not know how to, let me use a better word, how to arrange yourself or how to even present yourself. Because you are not seeing anything. You are only seeing today. I don't think Israel knew their forefathers. I don't think so. I don't think they knew their forefathers. I don't think they knew about Abraham. I don't think they knew about Isaac. I don't think they knew about Jacob. Neither do I think they even know about Joseph, who hosted them in what? In Egypt. All they knew was about Egypt. Because if they knew about Abraham, they won't behave this way. Why do I say that? Because Abraham had to move from somewhere he knew to a place he did not what? Know. That was Abraham. Abraham had to trust God for everything that would be happening in the future. Isaac had to re-dig wells so that he could survive. And for Jacob, he had to what? Run away, come wrestle with God to begin forming what? Israel. But this squad, I don't think they knew anything. Everything they knew was what? Egypt. So the only reference point was Egypt. But where God was sending them, I don't think it was even part of their discussion. If where God is sending you is not part of your discussion, then please, you cannot get there. I hope I've said something to somebody. If where God is sending you is not part of your discussion, then you cannot get there. Let me repeat. If where God is sending you is not part of your discussion, then you cannot get there. Why do I say you cannot get there? Because what you speak is what you want, you get. What you speak is what you want, enter. So if you only know the old, then it means that every day you'll be talking of what? The old. And then you will talk of what? The today. But you can never talk of what? Tomorrow. You don't wait for tomorrow to talk about tomorrow. You begin talking about tomorrow today. Why? God has shown you tomorrow. So you begin speaking about tomorrow today. So Abraham would count the stars even when he had no baby. That means Abraham was counting his what? Future. Abraham will go to the seashore and pick what? The sand. And say, God says, my children will be as numerous as the what? The sea sand. So he'll pick the sand and look at it. And in looking at it, what was Abraham doing? Abraham was looking into his future. I pray for you that from today you will see into your future. I don't know whether you got it. But from today, may you see into your future. May you not only see into your future, but begin to speak into your future. Because some of us have prayed ahead, but we are still speaking behind. So there is no correlation between what we prayed and what we are what? Saying. What are you saying to back what God has said? What are you saying to back what God has said? So because Israel did not know where they were going. They grew what? Impatient with the long journey. Ladies and gentlemen, the journey sometimes will be long. But if you know where you are going, you are not worried about the length of the journey. Today, if you sit in a bus, honey, answer this question. If you sit in a bus and you are going to Kumasi, how many hours do you expect to get to Kumasi? A minimum of between 5 and 6 hours. Is that not so? When you sit in the bus and it is 3 hours, will you get impatient to get down? That is what we are looking at. They did not know where they were going, so they grew impatient. Today, if you take an STC bus and you are going to Tamale, how many hours do you expect to sit in the bus? A minimum of 12 hours. A minimum of 12 hours. A minimum of 12 hours. Sometimes up to 14. So if you don't know that, then you will what? You will grow impatient. And your pig farm circle. And your Jolu circle. And your echo. We are going on a long journey. Tell somebody, we are going on a long journey. And you better know the destination before you sit in the bus. Because some of us are sitting in the bus, but we don't know. We don't know the destination, but we are sitting in the bus. I'm trying to remember another place. Omomo bus ni yefana na jope. Sefi. That Sefi Yosu area. Ukwe wiasa upe bus a unya bus da. Bus ni tu anajo. I've seen that some people are now asking why. So I ask why the bus goes at night. Number one, car kwine. Number two, the place is very far. So when you sit in at night, after some few hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, what will happen to you? Obeda, wobebie weni ni edu. So, you wouldn't know how you traveled, but you just know, hey, na kwani wo, na kwansu e boko, ya eden yedu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't grow impatient. Because when you grow impatient, you will drop down. When you grow impatient, you will drop down. When you grow impatient, you will drop down. Because the journey is long. Hallelujah. And yes, I would do Linda Doa. Ube si, where you bag. Na oko. Yes, oko, and usio meduku maase meko. So now we Linda Doa. Because the journey is long. Let's go to verse 5.
Verse 5. And they began to speak against God and Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness? They complained. There is nothing to eat here and nothing to drink. And we hate this horrible manna. Amen.
Amen. So verse 5. Let's stand there. When you grow impatient, number one, you will speak. Nobody grows impatient and keeps quiet. Auntie Mercy. Nobody grows impatient and keeps quiet. Because when you grow impatient, yes,
you'll be agitated.
Yes, you'll be agitated. So when you grow impatient, the first thing is that you will speak. You will speak. In your impatience, you will speak. That same passage, that same line, we are looking at it. Who will you speak against when you grow impatient? Impatience will go with talking. Impatience will go without talking. You are not drunk, but you speak more than what? The drunkard. And they began to speak. You will speak. Number one, against who? Against God. Number two, against who? Against Moses. You will speak when you grow impatient. Why? Why are they speaking? Because they only knew their past. They knew their present, but they did not know their future. They did not know where they were going, and therefore they can speak. May you know where you are going so that you don't speak anyhow. Because some of the speaking will derail you. So we are going to continue. So they spoke against God. And they spoke against what? Moses. Meanwhile, when Moses came, what did he tell them? He said, the Lord has said, I should bring you out of Egypt into what? The promised land. The land flowing with milk and honey. So when you get to the wilderness and you want to get down, is that the promised land? But because you did not know where you are going, you're catching them, baby, I'm going to go. All you wanted to do, or all you wanted first, was to leave Egypt. And many of us have left Egypt, but we don't know where we are going. So we are still wandering in the promise, in the what? In the wilderness. And therefore, bibia ye kan obekem bi. Bibia uye we are obe commenting. Every time you write commentaries, and they began to speak against God and against Moses. This was what they said. Why have you brought us out of Egypt? When Moses was bringing them out of Egypt, were their eyes closed? Were they chained? But today, they are asking, why have you brought us out of Egypt? Turn to somebody and tell the person, may you ask the right questions. When you were leaving Egypt and you were jumping, when you left Egypt and you were saying bye-bye, when you left Egypt and you collected the silver and the gold, they see Awijina Hobita said, why have you brought us out of Egypt? That is one. Number two, to die here. Because you don't know where you are going. You think everywhere is your grave. This place is not your grave. To die here. So, have you seen some of their words? In their speaking, they pronounce death on what? Themselves. They sentence themselves to die. And many of us, in our speaking, we are sentencing ourselves to die. I gave you the principle of first mention. Genesis chapter 1. Whatever you say, you will what? See. Whether good or bad. But unfortunately, sometimes it will not happen the moment you finish saying it. In Tiebu on the who said, Asama Mekai, Enune Nyameno. My Bible said, you will be acquitted by your own what? Words. So, why have you brought us here to die? So, number one, death sentence. And where did they say their graves will be? Yes. Where would their graves be? In the wilderness. So they themselves have passed a death sentence on themselves. That we will not die in the promised land. We will die in the wilderness. We will die in the wilderness. Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and fathers, in same way, why you can't, I ain't here with you. I always tell you, if you don't understand, keep quiet. That was why we looked at last week. Joshua had to tell them, shh, no noise, keep quiet. No noise, keep quiet. No talking. Because some of the talking will reverse you. Some of the talking will reverse you. They complained. Then they did not end there. There is nothing to eat here. Were they eating or they have not eaten? Were they eating or they had not eaten? They were eating. But because they were complaining, they could say, there is nothing to eat here. For those of you who came early, for some few minutes, we were thanking God. We were thanking God. We were thanking God. Because when you learn not to thank God, you will complain. And I gave this scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3. When Paul listed the things that will happen in the last days, the perilous times will come. Know this. The New King James Version. And in he listing it, he got to a point that men will be what? Unthankful. Unthankful. If you cannot thank, what will you do? You complain. Into uadamphobia only medasekan. You will see that that friend will always be complaining. Because semekase medasia. I won't say anything else about it. But if I cannot say thank you, then I'll complain. Then for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. If you want to understand this scripture carefully, you pick the first line. For men will be lovers of themselves. Then if you want to look at the second one, you say, for men will be lovers of money. The third one will be, for men will be boasters. The fourth one, for men will be proud. The fifth one, for men will be blasphemous. The sixth one, for men will be disobedient to parents. Then the second one, for men will be what? Unthankful. So the moment you fall into that line that you cannot thank, then you are moving to the next one. What will you be? For men will be what? Unholy. Because they cannot thank, they can even speak against who? God. Unholy. The one who sang this song, I say, the way ye maya, ben ye day, men say me di. Because you cannot thank, you'll be what? You'll be unholy. So they could not thank God. So they could what? They could insult God. Please, let's go back to our text. Oh no, not Timothy. Numbers 21. The version we were using. The version we are using. Verse 5. So there is nothing to eat here. That is number one. Obi a wu tu kwan o pese o to ani o to ni o medi. No, let's look at it well. I am now bringing. There is nothing to eat here. Utibas mu from Accra to Humasia. Ediani ahe na pese o di wo kwan so. For there is nothing to eat there. It is a bus, no? Odu, chum, wejina, odu, nsangwem, wejina, odu, wejina, odu, bebiya, wejina, na bebiya, opeso, udidia. Time ben, now, bedu. Already, you are saying the journey is long, but you are also saying there is nothing to eat. Yeah, how much do you want to eat? What do you want to eat at every spot? And the more you eat at every spot, then you are not moving. Even omomuton yogurt, any omomuton insio crampono, omunim baby ayede yejina. On the highway where the bus is driving at 100 kilometers per hour, unsio bia so watunsio ho, ado yesamai. Who will stand there? Nobody will stand there. Those who sell, they are strategic. They stand aware there will be what? Traffic. It will per se, in the wilderness, you must get something to eat and something to drink. Then they ended up saying, I like this version, the one you are using. Shall we all say the last, read the last line? One will send you one way. That is how we are. And we hate this horrible manner. And we hate this horrible manner. When you live a life of unthankfulness, ungratefulness, you end up insulting everything. Meanwhile, in the book of Psalms, what does Psalm say the manner was? Psalm say, they were eating the food of what? Angels. Now, would you above where you are in the and so say they horrible. So, usuba inya bibi abefunu. Insio cry, the man were doing so, overcast insio na afunu. That is what they were doing. Insio ni cry, yeah, there. We hate this horrible manner. May God help us all. I'm coming to draw a picture. Then you will see. When they left and they got to the wilderness, Bible said, God led them as a pillar of cloud by what? By day. And as a pillar of fire by night. Was it only Moses who was seeing the pillar of cloud? In the night, was it only Moses who was seeing the pillar of cloud? So virtually every Israelite saw the pillar of cloud hanging over them. Which made them to know that Nyame oniyeyeden ewo ho, but they could still insult God. The more you read this scripture and you sit down and you think about it, and you check your life, then when we say, in simple or honor, who can, who yen ya me change their wound him? They still insulted God. In the night, they saw the pillar of fire protecting them, giving them heat, and also protecting them from what? Wild animals. But they still insulted God. They still insulted God. In him same Bible, we cry, my boy, say, Nebecha. And here you cry, and me, Jai Kodi, D, me home. In Bible, now, oh, Bono, now we name the old pet. Who sent call for Bono, so be Gina Munaya, then, who bobby. Now, say, now we name the old pet. In our wode be gyina mu a wobehu sɛ ɛkyɛ sɛ megyina mu kosi awieɛ anadwe ɛkyɛ sɛ obi gyina mu kosi awieɛ. Verse 5. I read that. Verse 5.
Verse 6. So the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the people, and many were bitten and died.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? I said amen, you won't respond. It's Bible. Amen. Why? Number one, when they were talking, they said we will what? Die. So they did what? They died. Whatever you say, you will experience it, whether it is good or bad. Many of us, in our daily dealings, the things we are saying, we are inviting snakes into our lives. And as they continue to bite us, we are dying daily. So the Lord sent poisonous snakes. King James says, fiery snakes among the people, and many were bitten and they died. I believe we can end here. Many were bitten and they died. What have you been saying? What you are saying, is it inviting snakes or it is inviting good news? You are praying, but when you get out, what you say will either bring snakes to bite you. And they died. They said, we would die in the wilderness. And they died. Media senior near me, my yet damn, I mean, no. In you, they say, be ye, a snake will come to bite you. I told you that if you know where you are going, you will always speak where you are what, going. But if you cannot speak where you are going, you will only speak of the past and you speak of the present. And that is where many of us are stuck to. We're speaking of the past and we're speaking of the present. So when somebody comes and tell you that, I am now a millionaire. I have seen my life. I am a millionaire. So from today, this is how I carry myself. Because you are only looking at the past and you are looking at today, you tell the person that, why? You are not seeing a future. Israel could not see the future. I'm coming to ask a question. In all this, where was Joshua? As we read about every time Israel's complaints, Israel's behavior, Israel this. Was Joshua not an Israelite? Where was he? Have you ever realized that with the complaint, was he ever part? No. Even when they went to spy and they were bringing evil report, he said, "Ye bet me uncle." So, you can still be there. But you watch how you talk. But if you realize that the people around you will create a toxic environment for you. My brother, my sister, the best thing is walk out from them. Walk out from them. Move out. Because for some of us, in order for you to reach the promised land, you will need to what? Move out. In Kofona, ni omusha asiyano, udu bebiya, omuntu minye den, emuawo. Yeah, asemwo mo kano na eden atwon abawachi. Have you realized that? Please, let's go to verse 4.
Verse 4.
No, not the reader. Reader, hold on. Ima, let's go to verse 4. Have you realized that Every time you see scripture writing, the people, it does not mention any particular person's name. That means that there will also be some people who did not know about it, but all they knew was that some people grew impatient, so they also grow what? Impatient. Last week's reading, where Joshua was now the leader and told them, keep quiet, no talking. Because in their talking, they tend to what? Bring others together. The people. And some kung fu be here. If you find yourself among that people, please go out too. Because if you don't go out, what will happen? You grow impatient. Let's go to our verse 6. So the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the people. Which people? The people who were complaining. Sometimes you don't even know about it, but you talk about it. It sounds like to say near can't yet sound to your day. Who can be? Man can be a becker, so me by cry, man can be. It means me can be. Or one a bar, or becker. Bobby? Dear people. So the Lord sent poisonous snake among the people, and many were bitten and did what? And died. I pray for you that may you not die from your words. Because tonight we are going to do a prayer after we finish talking in some few minutes, and we are going to pray that Father, every word I have spoken that is attracting poisonous snakes into my life, tonight I reverse those words. I reverse those words. Every word. And you'll be in a camel more. They said it themselves. Asembia manu akoka. A erade. Edi minya. Anajui. Esro. Mia me de mano esaye den edane no akan for say bebia ye manta maboa no on hwan ye den oh munim say we eh hwan ye sane no it mano ne kan ya e chese mano aye den edane no. Hallelujah. A pastor went to pray for a man. The man was dying. And when the pastor was praying for the man, the Holy Spirit said, you can't do anything about it. Why? He has always been saying that media, I will die by 40. So he was almost 40 and he was dying. And the Holy Spirit told the pastor that the only person who can reverse the words that has been spoken is the man himself. Meanwhile, he was dying. So how can he reverse? Hallelujah. Some of us, the things that are holding us back is not somebody's words. The things that are holding us back is not your nananom. It's not our father's house. It is not our mother's house. But the warfare we have entered into is our own mouth that has created that warfare for us. Our own mouth has created a whole warfare for us. It has created a whole wildfire for us. And you don't even know where to start and where to stop. But tonight we will start. When you read James chapter 3, it talks about the tongue. And it says that it can set places on what? On fire. It is their mouth that has brought them this far. May your mouth bring you good and not bad. May your mouth bring you good and not bad. Don't ever tell me that I didn't mean to say it, but because they were saying it, me too, I said it. Ube ube. Because from this scripture, that is why I just picked the people. Because somebody may have started it, but somebody went to meet and said, oh man, can be a and joined. And when the poisonous snake came, that person will also be part of it. Let me end here. Any question, any contribution? If there's no question, there's no contribution, then wherever you are seated, don't pray for me. Don't pray for me. Because today we are doing an individual prayer. He said the people, it can be all of us. But whatever you said, some of us, our battles are being prolonged. The journey is being prolonged because of our own mouth, our own words. That is what is prolonging the journey. You are eating angels' food, but you say you are eating what? A horrible food. Because tonight we want to pray. Father, for me to enjoy the new season, every word I have spoken that wants to negate, that wants to spoil this season, tonight I reverse it. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray for yourself. Don't pray for me. Every evil word I have said, every evil word I have uttered, that has become a rope that is tying me, that has given power to Satan to prolong my warfare. Tonight, Lord, I speak and I confess. Because today we are using GPS. When we send angels to use the GPS and follow some west, where would they get to? They'll come to you. Every word I have spoken that is attracting poisonous snakes into my life, tonight I reverse. Begin to pray. Every word I have spoken, whether I know, whether I do not know, knowingly or unknowingly, that is attracting poisonous snakes into my life, tonight I reverse. Somebody reverse those words. Don't wait till we get the revelation that it is your own words that is killing you. Maybe by the time we finish telling you the revelation, you can't talk. Tonight you are strong. Tonight you are alive. Tonight you have breath in you. Tonight you are not on oxygen. And therefore the words you have spoken, you have the strength and the capability to reverse it. You have an opportunity to reverse it tonight. You have an opportunity to reverse it tonight. Make use of this opportunity. Make use of this opportunity. Ha 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 ha. Kada da ba 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 sanda da ba ba. Rikato zede malababa. Make good use of this time. Reverse everything that has prolonged your battle. Some battles are not being prolonged from your father's house. They are not prolonged from your mother's house. They are prolonged from your mouth. Last 2 weeks, Israel themselves said, we are not able, and they were not able. This week, they are saying, we will die in the wilderness, and they are dying. We are going to pray again. Every word that I have spoken that is attracting death into my life. You see, please open your eyes. Let me explain something. When I say death here, it does not mean you are dying. But death can be anything that truncates anything. Death can happen in anything. There can be death in your finances. Because one knows kasa say, me dear, me ye ye that. And so that is death in your finances. There can be death in your health. That is death in your health. So we are going to pray. Anything I have said and any word I have uttered, knowingly or unknowingly, that any word I have uttered that is bringing death into my life. Obi hia na odi no. Eyonu an wato hia na mano. Ye ton wojom nu wakoto. Ode na no netoy. Somebody has bought poverty with their mouth. Somebody has bought singleness with their mouth. Somebody has bought sickness with their mouth. Because Bible says, death and life lies in the power of the tongue. And they who love it will eat its fruit thereof. What do you love? Father, tonight we pray. There is too much death in our life. But Father, as we look at Israel and we look at ourselves, we see we are the cause of our own death. Therefore, tonight, every word we have uttered that is bringing death into our lives, tonight we reverse those words. We reverse those words. We cancel those words with the blood of Jesus. We cancel those words with the blood of Jesus. We are going to pray another prayer. That every word, because today we are reversing. Hello? Because today we are reversing. Let's look at this prayer. The words have been set in motion. You are the one reversing it. So you can terminate wherever they've gotten to. You can cancel it. Therefore, we are going to pray that every word that I have said that has brought death or death is still at work in my life. Tonight, because I said I have reversed it, wherever you have gotten to, I terminate you. Wherever you have gotten to, I terminate you. I have reversed you. I have confessed you. Therefore, if tonight you are still at work, I withdraw your power. I terminate it. Kaya Damasanda. I terminate it. Anywhere that death has gotten to, tonight I terminate it. 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 Yes, somebody terminate that death. Terminate it now. Terminate it. Wherever it's gotten to, wherever it has gotten to, I terminate it. Kaya dama sanda da baba. Likama zubaria baba sanda da baba. Rikamoso koto mari mama. Lebaka brasa dadaba. Rekeba sanda dababa hataraba. Rebekando robasaka tadababa. Relambra sakata dababa. Remasanda dababa kanduro bobo. Hayadaba sada dababa. In Jesus' name, we are still praying. You see, the devil does something we call projection. This projection is not a projection against you. Let's say, in my family, I'm just giving an illustration. In my family, maybe diabetes. So, the moment diabetes here, the essentially yari on her. It's oppression, beko high. Anyata, anyano, ano where then? You been who essentially wo mojem? Okay. So the moment I go for a test, and then they see sugar, no le sugar na eche se yahe. Urefi, okay. It's ye who sugar kakrebi pe. A cock kakrebi maybe na sadana. And yes, something that brought about Honoman Wajiafa. Yay, Mina Namunio Mena Tumeno. Are you understand? We are coming to pray. That's why I'm bringing that in. So, there was a picture that was shown you, but you quickly brought that picture and aligned it to your family picture. And so, you brought yourself into it. And yedemao, so upe, and yedemao. We are going to pray that anything I saw, any picture that was revealed to me, that looked like my family type, and I unknowingly accepted it, and it has now become death in my life. Tonight, I reject it. Do you understand that prayer? My interest here, I want to mean, who's any other born? And two, but yes, Ben, you know, into your day, Uji na wawa too. Uji ye pen yes, you any yemfaka krama we so na ope in ye de mao. Are you clear? So we are going to pray that anything that I have unknowingly accepted into my life, tonight I reject it. Tonight I reject it. If you know that death, mention it and reject it. Mention it and reject it. Ha! We have accepted some poverties that we shouldn't have accepted. And from that day, they gave the poverty to us. We have accepted some sicknesses that we shouldn't have accepted. And from that day, they gave that sickness to us. We have accepted some deaths. Ha, 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 ha. I don't know how to bring it again. But we have accepted some things. Everything I have wrongfully accepted. Everything I have wrongfully accepted that has now been given to me. Oh, tonight I reject it. Haya takama sundara baba. Masuke tere baba. Amasanda baba baba kata. Everything Hayanta di Bo Saka Hatali Brokata Labaha Lepo Sonda Kinamasanda Rabaha Remasukata Mazibrahana Rebecca Mosata Lababa Hayanda Rababa Sada Rabahala Bahata Rabahata Rena Masinda di Malabahata. Libra kama sanda da baba hata daba. Rima sokata na brasha da. Ribara baka brasha da namaha. Rime sanda da baba hata. Liko brosa da da baba. In Jesus' name. Lastly, we are going to pray. We want to cast down some images. Inti sa die we ya me na ama ma yesa me maame inti na wona ma no wa fa o maame su e dia den e dia hye te kaba e nexa kaba ni nyina ye be ro Hallelujah. So you have, you see, let me explain some things for you. In the spiritual realm, things are for sale. I can buy sickness for you. That one is different. And you can buy sickness for yourself. I can buy sickness for you, but you can buy sickness for yourself. And today I am talking about the ones you bought for yourself. Because sometimes you saw the image. Any wrong image that has been placed upon my life, and therefore it is withdrawing me from my new season. Tonight, I cast down that image. Pray. Just 2 minutes. Every wrong image. And you know, that image, that is how people will begin to call you. That is why God had to change Abraham's name. Abraham's name to what? Abraham. So that he gets a new image. Then people will now call him with that new image. It is when we call him with that new image, he walks in that new image. It is a yefru ohie niya. Na chese, ohie mwa na obe nantia nwewu. Anajuwe, ohie suna me fashe yeno. Miya ma ro, me ro. Yariena me fashe yeno, me ro. Every image that I have wrongly accepted into my life because of the power of confession. Tonight, I remove it. Somebody remove it now. Remove it now. Nobody will remove it for you. You have to remove it yourself because you went for it. You went for it. Tonight, I remove it. Tonight, I remove it. Tonight, I remove it. Tonight, I remove it. I remove it in the name of Jesus. 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 And from tonight, I do not accept that image into my life again. Tonight, I ban that image from my life. Tonight, that image, you are warned. You don't have any bearing with my life again. Lima sondoro baba haka brasanda. Rima sakata la baba haka. Rima sindiri baba. Father, this evening we thank you. Lord, this evening we bless you. Father, we have seen that what Israel said happened to them. And therefore, whatever we say, we enter into it. Father, tonight we have reversed. May it be permanently reversed. May it be permanently reversed. May it be permanently real. And we pray that, Lord, tonight you begin to seal our mouths. Seal our mouths. Seal our mouths. Seal our mouths. That from tonight, our speech will be speech that will bring blessing upon our lives. Will be speech that will bring progress into our lives. Will be speech that will bring speed into our lives. Will be speech that will bring fulfillment into our lives. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And somebody shout, amen. God bless you for coming.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.